This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. But because we have kind of a special show tomorrow, I've asked Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, to come on 24 hours early, and Michael's agreed. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thank you. I know how this works. I'm not good enough for your special show on Friday. I get
No.
I appreciate that, Kyle.
In truth, we're trying to beat some deadlines a little bit, and we're kind of celebrating a 23rd anniversary of the show tomorrow. So.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Well, let's start off with Crawford County, where this isn't really that much of a surprise, but an effort now exists to have Crawford County become the latest county in our region to allow legal alcohol sales.
Yes, and this has been, Kyle, this has been talked about for some time among elected officials in Crawford County. Nothing's ever come of it. No one's ever stepped up and said, okay, I think I'm going to try to make it happen. Well, here we go. Somebody's going to try to do that. A gentleman named Butch Barnes says that he's going to try to get an initiative very essentially similar to what just happened in Benton County, although I don't think he's going to get a lot of Walton money behind him like they did in Benton County. But it's essentially the same. He wants to have Crawford County voters have the chance to vote the county wet. His argument is that most residents, because they're literally surrounded by wet counties, are just 10 miles or so away from purchasing alcohol. So why not, just let them be able to purchase it in the county? And the county collect the sales taxes on that. So here we go. This is going to be something we follow. I was surprised even Crawford County Judge John Hall, in his quotes to us, was, he wasn't against it. I mean, he wasn't for it, but just the fact that it wasn't, hell no, I'm going to fight this kind of thing, the fact that it wasn't that, I thought was interesting.
In past November, Benton County going, as you mentioned, there was a lot of money behind that effort. That wasn't so surprising. Madison County, narrowly, but nonetheless going wet, that's kind of an indicator.
Right. Well, I think that obviously a lot of things that have happened, especially just from a cultural standpoint. I think that people know now that, alcohol in and of itself is not the demon, it's not the bad guy, and that there are, it's just like if we didn't allow car sales just because a few idiots had wrecks and couldn't, nobody could drive a car because of that, well, that'd be a bad deal. Well, essentially, to some degree, that's what we've said historically about alcohol. There are a few people who abuse it, so we just shouldn't have it available to anyone. But we're seeing that change. We're seeing the shift. We're also seeing an economic development shift along with this. And this began with Pickett's Law, which changed how Betty Pickett's Law, which changed how people could get to alcohol in restaurants and bars and that kind of thing. And I know one time Greg Nabholz, who's promoted downtown development in Central Arkansas, has said, one of the cool things that people, if we're recruiting jobs from people outside of Arkansas, they're not accustomed to Arkansas's archaic alcohol laws. So that, in his argument, was an impediment to economic development. So I just think it's a shift of mindset on the issue.
Well, if Crawford County has taken at least a small step toward becoming wet, the aquatic park in Sebastian County has taken a step backward from becoming wet.
Yes, here we go again, and it at some risk of exposing some vanity. Before the vote, the previous vote to by the city to approve the bonds for their share of the water park, CityWire editorial encouraged folks to not vote for it because we argue that an aquatics park was necessary, but it hadn't been thought out. This particular park hadn't been thought out. We didn't know what it was going to look like, how much it was going to cost, what was going to be the operations and maintenance fund, how did it fit into an overall quality of life package. And we were chastised by the progressives in the community for being against it. Well, as it turns out, everything that we suggested could be problematic has been problematic. We don't know what it's going to look like. We don't know what it's going to cost. Now the Quorum Court, the Sebastian County Quorum Court members, some of them are concerned about future finances of the county. County Judge David Hudson has historically, for whatever odd reason, has held close to his vest, financial numbers. So it's beginning to unravel, and so now the question is, does it ever get back on track, and what does the city of Fort Smith, which is a 50-50 partner in this, what do they do in the meantime? So this, just about the time we think there is some certainty with this, it goes on another path.
It's really hard now to know which direction it's going to go.
I wouldn't want to guess. I mean, I'd just soon buy a lottery ticket than to guess, you know, where this is going to go. I'd have just as much luck.
The presence of Whirlpool is somewhat gone, but certainly not forgotten. And what's left in the wake is going to be part the subject of a town hall meeting next week.
Right. Of all things, Aaron Brockovich, who we know from the movie, and this is the real Aaron Brockovich coming to Fort Smith, not the actor, not Julia Roberts.
Right.
You know, this has been, it's interesting, Kyle. You know, Whirlpool just tried to pass this off, hey, this is no big deal. You just need this little ban to not be able to construct groundwater wells in this small area. This TCE, it's no big deal. Well, as it turns out, there was a lot Whirlpool, through their attorneys and through their hired environmental consultants, weren't telling us. And so there's been some backlash. The Fort Smith Board of Directors have pushed the Whirlpool request off their agenda in the meantime. And Debbie Keith, a resident in this area, took it on herself, to her credit, and started making calls and trying to figure out what was going on and who had answers, and attracted the attention of Aaron Brockovich and her company. They are consultants in this area. They come in and determine if there's really a problem, and if so, what the corporation or what the players need to do about it. So this has reached this little inconsequential chemical that Whirlpool tried to tell us was no big deal has now attracted national attention.
And finally, before we enter a conversation, we have to talk about the headlines that started appearing yesterday afternoon and continue today about former Fayetteville-based real estate developer Brandon Barber, arrested in New York City, facing a bevy of federal fraud charges.
Yes, and I know time is of the essence here, but no one is surprised. I think that we are learning more about Mr. Barber's troubles. I think folks are surprised about the depth to which the charges go. I mean, he could face many years. It looks like if he added all the years up, it could be more than a lifetime. I mean, he's at least on if he just faces the bank fraud charges, it's 30 years. It could be 30 years.
And so, that's for each individual bank fraud charge, the maximum.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So I suspect there'll be a lot of pre-trial motions. They may try to plead, but I don't know. The evidence is pretty overwhelming, although I've seen stranger things happen in a federal court case, but this is no surprise to anyone that's familiar with Mr. Barber and some of his developments. But what remains probably, or what happens next, probably will deliver a few surprises.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire listening area. Michael, hope you can have some time off tomorrow on Friday.
Well, I'll try. And okay. Again, kudos on 23 years.
Well, thank you very much.